Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
All right, so she is liking this guy, moving on now. She likes this guy, and she doesn't think that she can continue dating him because strictly for one reason, his name. That's it, his name. You got something going on in your life, superficial or not, go ahead, hit us up at theburtshow.com. We can try to get you some help. Mo's got the email.
I really hope I'm not the only person with this quirk. I'm a longtime listener and remember you doing something called Am I Normal? I think this might be that plus a side of Am I the A-hole? While I was in middle school, my friends came up with a list of names we would never date. They are our ick names. My list consists of the following names. I need to preemptively apologize to Bert. Sorry, bro. Chuck, Stanley, Ernest, Phil, Bert.
Present.
Gordon, Hank, Ned, Thad, and Willie.
It's kind of a short list.
You think so? Yours would be longer?
Mine is longer.
What names are ick for you?
Those plus probably like, I don't know, anything that sounds like it's from like the 1800s or anything. Or if it's a name that's in my family, like if it's my brother's name or my dad's name, ick. Immediate no.
Yeah, it wasn't weird at all at my brother's wedding when he was like, do you, Morgan, take Kristen to be your lawful? Yeah, my sister-in-law's name is Kristen. Spells it different, but yeah, her name is Kristen.
No, I would have to change it or go by the middle name.
We'll be at family functions together and somebody be like, Kristen, and we're both like, yeah.
Yeah, this was years ago, but these names still have the ick factor for me. Well, my dating life has been pretty bland these days. By bland, I mean non-existent. But I have the opportunity to go out with a guy. There's just one problem. His name is Gordon.
Aw, good old Gordy.
Just got
Gordy,
worse.
Gordy does sound different than Gordon to me.
It got worse.
Gordy is worse for you?
Gordy is worse. Add Gordy to the list.
No! What's wrong with Gordy?
Gordy.
Also, Patrick, that's the name on my list.
Really?
Patrick. Oh. But the problem is, Patricks are always hot.
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
Y'all want to think about it? Okay. No, all right. I seriously don't know if I can bring myself to do it. Is this normal? Am I an a-hole? On paper, he's a great guy, except for his name. Writing this out, I know this seems so trivial, but it's not trivial to me. I simply can't imagine my future husband with the name Gordon. Do I, Megan, take you, Gordon? Nope, 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 nope. Not going to happen. My main question for you is, should I honor my quirk or give this guy a chance? Please try not to judge me too hard.
Oh, yeah, I'm judging you hard. Okay, so...
Yeah, because your name's on the list. You have every right to judge.
That I actually understand. The unsexiest name I've ever heard of is Bert. I mean, that's an accountant or somebody that's worked on your car. He's got grease under his nails. Bert. That's who Bert is. So I'm not offended by that. But here's the deal. It doesn't sound to me like you got a whole bunch of dudes that are falling all over themselves to get to you. So if you are limiting yourself based on names that you made up years and years and years ago, then do not bitch when you can't get a date.
I think Gordon, objectively, out of all the names on this list, is the best out of all of them. So honestly, I think you should suck it up and go out with old Gordy.
Yes, I think when you listen to the dating woes of a lot of the people out here,
right?
You've already answered this for yourself, because the only two things worse than Gordon are bland and lonely. So before you end up with them, go with Gordon.
Yeah, I mean, you said it yourself. Like, when you wrote this out and you sent this email, yes, it doesn't sound trivial. It is trivial. Like, there's something, I don't know what your holdup is or why you're hanging on to these names, but you got to get over that hurdle. And yes, 100%, give Gordon a chance. I don't know if Gordon even wants you to give him a chance after reading this, but I you might be pleasantly surprised. Like, I never saw myself with a Bart.
Right.
But here I am.
Not one of the sexiest names, probably.
But that's why I call him Barton.
Oh, that makes it very regal.
Ooh, bartender. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's how he's in my phone.
Is it really?
Barton, okay. Yes. Here's
the thing. She didn't sign her name. So my question is, how bad is yours?
Gertrude. Megan.
Yeah, what if her name is like Gertie or something?
Gertie.
Her name is Megan.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty,
yeah,
that's pretty normal. Yes.
This just really seems silly. I mean, based on the stories that Abby comes in with just about every day, yeah, just saying how like the talent pool for dating is just so shallow. If you are eliminating, 13 guys here, whatever it is, just based on names, thinking that these guys aren't going to be quality guys just because you can't see yourself in your vows saying these names, that's really super silly.
I feel like we should, even the playing field, and Mo and Bert, you should come up with names of women you wouldn't date.
We'll start with Gertrude.
Okay.
I was so desperate when I was single, there was not one name that would have turned me on.
Come to think of it, I'm kind of with you.
It could have been my own name. I'd have been, all right.
Cunegunda.
Is she hot?
Yeah. That was supposed to be Kristen's name.
I remember.
My Aunt Cooney.
That's right.
The Bert Show.